special 50th anniversary program, taking a look back at past broadcasters, and Jordan's here, so I guess he's our present and future for, you know, for a little while anyway. Chip Walters joins us now, and Chip, the former voice here on WGNS in the 80s, early 80s to mid-80s, 84, 85, 86, I believe you said.
Right.
And I remember he had some big times in there, including a Clinic Bowl with the Oakland Patriots.
That's right. It was kind of ironic, to kind of a little bit of background. Growing up in Columbia, I came here to school, to middle. I had done the high school games in Columbia for about 4 years. And then when it just so happened that a guy in Shelbyville called me and said, hey, we need somebody to do our games. And I said, well, you know, I'm doing the Columbia games, I think, but what are you paying? And it was like double what I was getting paid over there, and, you know, and not as far to have to drive for a home game. So being a college student, I kind of jumped at that. And then a year later, Bob Gary called me and said, hey, I'm graduating, and I want to recommend you to John Haggard, who was the general manager here at the time. And is that something you'd be interested in? I said, yeah, because, I mean, for the last 2 years in college, I've been driving 50 miles to do a home game, much less the road games and that kind of thing. So that's the way it came about. And in the first year was the fall of 84, which was, I guess, was my junior year in college. And we out of nowhere, Oakland, behind James House, who was a tailback, Oakland had Gary Mitchell at quarterback. And David Alsop's team, you know, may have thrown the football once if they had to during a game. You know, he played very short games. That's one thing about him. But the toss sweep to the tailback was the key. And James House just, you know, delivered Oakland to a good regular season. I think there was a couple of losses in there. I can't remember the exact record. But then all of a sudden in the playoffs, they get a first-round win. Then they go to Red Bank and win. Then they go to Jefferson County and win. And then all of a sudden you're in the Clinic Bowl, and they played Memphis Hamilton and jumped out like 21-0 in the first quarter, and it was over from that point on. I think they won like 24-7 or 24-3, whatever it was. But I mean, great you know, first year experience for me, because you had the really good team with Oakland, and ironically, at the same time, Riverdale basketball was going great guns, which is, you know, the fortunes have somewhat turned, but Thomas Hopkins had great talent out at Riverdale. He had people like Tim and Leon Corder and Willie Verge, and he had some really good complimentary players like Joey Richardson, who's still here in town, and I think Kevin Woodson, who's an assistant at Oakland, played at Riverdale, and they were a lot of fun to watch. I remember I had to cut my spring break short 1 year to come back and do the state tournament, but that was okay because it was the state tournament. That was a lot of fun.
Well, I remember you just a moment ago saying something about starting in 84 and covering a bit of Shelbyville. Take a listen at this and see what you think.
From Murfreesboro, Chip Walters and Scott Musgrave with the action of the 1984 TSSAA Class AAA Championship game. Dial on top. The right side, there's Jennings. Jennings down low to Smith. Turns, works on Lacey. Shot up, no good, but a foul on Lacey, and that's what they wanted. That's foul number one on Lacey, and it'll send Patsy Smith to the free throw line.
Good move by Patsy, Chip. Once she catches the ball without turning her head, she just kind of looks out of the corner of her eye to see which way Lacey is. Gives her a fake one way, goes the other way. That time she kind of double pumped it and did draw the foul, although the shot fell off.
Coach Carolyn Jackson said, Venus, go straight up. Not what Venus did that time, though. Smith free throw here is good. She has 10 now, and she does have another double-figure night. It's the 33rd double-figure night out of 34 games this year. And the only one that was not double figures was last night. 21-11, now 22-11. As time Smith hit them both, she has 11 points now. Here comes Brainerd. Tolliver to the top of the key. Works on the 2-1-2 zone. Bounce feed right side, Smith. They lob it low for Lacey. Smith picks it off, though. Back to dial.
Good job by Patsy Smith that time. They had Mitchell behind Lacey and Patsy in front. Patsy really got up that time and stole the pass for the fourth turnover against Brainerd.
Mitchell on the wing, left side. Mitchell drives in, shoots from 15, good. Mitchell, her first bucket of the night, 24-11, a 13-point Shelbyville lead with a minute 13 left until halftime.
Well, Chip, I guess it brings back a few memories.
It does, and actually that is not a broadcast that was on this station. That was a broadcast that was on in Shelbyville, and I think that was the tape that I sent over here to John Haggard to him for him to listen to, and that was in the spring of '84, because it was in the Class AAA state finals at Murphy Center in Shelbyville. I was doing their games and talking a lot faster at the time. That was the first year of what has been a real dynasty since then. Because that year they had a player named Jill Mitchell, another player named Angela Moorhead, who everybody remembers, who played, who was, you know, All-American there and went on to Tennessee Tech and was an All-OVC player there. They were freshmen, so he had three more years of those, and then he had the other great players like Tiffany Woosley and so on and so forth. But yeah, that does bring back some memories, and I hope. As we tape this thing, I plan to get you other tape of the Oakland championship game in the Clinic Bowl. So
we hope to get some of that on following this interview here. And I know, John, you can probably remember back to that 84 team and back during that time of how Oakland was really the powerhouse and Riverdale had the basketball. And it's ironic how it switches from a few years, how Oakland now has the great basketball and now Riverdale the football.
Well, I graduated from Riverdale in 74, and they struggled for several years, and Oakland was just dominant and continued that way. And then the tide has turned, and now we're at the point where Oakland seems to be fighting back in football, and I think Riverdale basketball is going to take a turn. You evidently, Chip, did some freelancing then, and the job kind of fell upon you, didn't it? I mean, just kind of like
Well, yeah, the job here, because I was looking for a job to work in. Not only was I doing the games, but at that time we had a full crew of people up here every morning. A guy named David Green, who lives in Amarillo, Texas, was our morning news anchor. He was a cheerleader at Middle and a senior broadcast major, and I was coming in. I did the sports every morning, and we had a guy named David Walker, who was program director, he was program director after Bob Nelson left for KDKA in Pittsburgh, but we had a full morning show, and did like a 5-minute sports cast every half hour, and the full blown news and plus the game. So it was a good college job. The only downside was, I remember one snowy morning after I left here to go back home to jump in the shower real quick and go to class, I wrecked my lovely Chevette, my college car, over on Greenland Drive in the ice and snow. But a lot of great memories up here.
Well, one of the most memorable photos that I remember seeing is a picture from I-24 with the WGNS van going toward Eastern, I believe you were telling me.
No, it's actually I-40.
Is it I-40?
Yeah, and that picture that a lot of people remember, Jim Simpson, who works at the MTSU bookstore, and I, we kind of worked on this thing just kind of, on our own. And in 1983, Tennessee Tech beat Middle in football, 12-8. And so we decided to put together a settle the score in 84 tailgate party and caravan to go to Cookeville. They beat us here and knocked us out of the playoffs. We knew we were going to be good the next year, and we wanted to pay them back a little bit. So we kind of floated the idea out over the air, and I used this pulpit here to kind of pump the idea out there. We didn't really know what to expect, but we got some response from different businesses. We got, I think, McDonald's paid for some bumper stickers that you may still see around town that say "All dirt roads lead to Tech." Those came from that little promotion. The old Winn-Dixie store gave us like 2-liter bottles of soft drink. We had potato chips and shakers and stuff, and we put all this stuff in a paper bag, and everybody that came in got a paper bag of tailgate supplies. And as it turned out, we had 300 bags. We ran out of bags of tailgate supplies a long time before cars quit coming in the parking lot. We had a probably 10 to 15 mile caravan going to Cookeville. We went up there and absolutely took over. It was something that I don't think anybody really had an idea how much fun it was going to be and how big it was going to turn out to be. But the caravan to Cookeville, there are a lot of people who remember that, and that was kind of a, I was really proud that I had a little something to do with that. Jim Simpson was kind of the driving force behind that, but he and I worked together and got it done.
Chip, how did you get your job that you presently have now from WGNS to WNAB, and the list goes on and on. And I know your job at MTSU right now. How did WGNS play a role in that? I know you made a lot of contacts and a lot of relationships during that time.
Well, I started working in radio when I was a sophomore in high school, like Brian, I've done everything. I mean, I've played records. You've done news, you've done ball games, and did most of that by the time you got out of college or out of high school even, and you get a great background. From here, working here while I was in college, then went on to the Tennessee Radio Network and was sports director there and traveled with Vandy for 5 years. Then moved to their office in Louisville for a year and a half. And by the way, and you'll be happy to know that every season of the 5 years I was there, they went to postseason in basketball. And the only 5 year period that's ever happened.
The only 5 year period that will ever happen. But anyway.
Yeah, and then moved to their office in Louisville for a year and a half before my position of marketing and promotions director for athletics at Middle came back open, and wanted to get back into this area. As Bear Bryant, using his phrase, "Mama called," and I was more than happy to come back to this area, and especially come back to Middle.
Well, Chip, I know that your blood runs blue, and you do a lot for us, helping us with MTSU events, and we surely appreciate it, and appreciate you being with us tonight.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Chip Walters joining us, and we're going to take a break right now. We'll be back after this 2-minute break and continue our special Inside Sports on AM 1450 WGNS.